Well done, sir. Well done.
Well done. Hey.
You know what I could do, though, over here, right?
What?
I could just do this. Hi, Sean. How are you? Oh, you can't talk.
No, that is so rude.
The funny thing is, I looked over and I turned mine up. I was like really high.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I should turn it down. And then you interrupted me. So yep. I'm like, dang it. It's okay.
You know,
I shouldn't say interrupted. You join me.
I joined you
in the introduction.
In your cadence that you throw out. You know, I would go over there and do that to you too, but I wouldn't know what button to push. So you could just keep your same volume.
I just like messing with it every once in a while.
No, that's totally fine.
And then get some.
That is so creepy. That is so creepy.
Get some laughter out of it.
Oh my goodness, it scares me. Nightmares tonight.
Yeah, huh?
Well,
much scares you.
I know. Well, welcome to the Ultimate Buffet Podcast. My name is Chris. And my name is Sean.
Yes. I didn't know if I was supposed to jump in there or not.
No. Oh, I was going to handle it.
Tucked in.
You know, So Chris and I had family dinner tonight with everybody.
Delicious tacos, by the way.
They were good. What I was going to say was I easily could have had probably two more. And I'm glad I didn't because I feel really good right now.
Mine were perfect. The exact amount.
I gave you three as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just little three street tacos, some chips, nacho cheese, cilantro onion.
Nacho cheese. No, I had my own cup.
I know you
did. Thanks to you.
I put yours in a cup because I know you're a dipper.
Yes, I greatly appreciate that.
Yep. No, it's and I warmed it up.
Yes.
It was warm nacho cheese.
Yeah, you were very kind there, sir.
You're welcome. Well, you know, I made fun of you about it earlier.
Yes, well...
And so I just
said, expected.
Yeah, I just said, you know what? I need to follow through and make it right. It was good.
It was absolutely perfect.
The kids knocked their dinner back. We knocked ours.
Yep.
And that's it.
Win-win right there.
That's all she wrote.
Uh-oh. What do we got here?
We've got an outline.
A paper outline?
Paper outline,
Chris. We haven't had a paper outline in... Shit. Season one?
Well, I'll tell you why. It's because I couldn't find my phone.
Okay.
High quality H2O. Couldn't find my phone, and a buddy at work built me a new computer.
Okay.
And...
Does it work?
It works, and it works fast.
Yeah, I'm surprised it works knowing the person that built it. Oh, my
goodness.
And I'm purposely saying that and talking shit.
Yep.
Because I hope he talks it back.
Yeah, no, he will. And today, well, backing it up a little bit, last week he gave me a flash drive with Microsoft Word.
Oh, very nice.
And all the other Microsofts that come with it. There's like 27 of them that...
Excel,
yeah, all of them.
Yeah.
So I downloaded it today, and then I was playing around with it, and I go, oh my gosh, I need to find my phone and get the podcast ready for this evening. Couldn't find my phone. And then I said, you know what? I don't even need it. I got Microsoft Word now.
True.
He didn't have the programs ready when he built the computer and brought it over, so he gave it to me on a flash drive.
Nice.
Anywho, let's get into it. We're season two, episode 24. Okay.
24.
Today's episode, and, it's not, my list isn't super long. It's, a page and a third.
Okay.
But I'm sure we'll tangent through some of these.
Well, that's typical for us.
It is. So today's episode is This, That, or What?
What?
What? This, That, or What? I have a feeling
I'm just going to go a lot of what?
Exactly. So I will ask you the question, okay. And then I'll follow up with my rebuttal.
Okay. Is this supposed to be like debate style? Are we going to debate?
We could. We totally could. And that would be the tangent portion of the episode.
Okay. What, like, is it different topics? Are we talking?
These are all mixed up. Okay. There's some that are doubled up, but the same.
You know, the guy that built your computer?
Mm-hmm.
I would love to have on and have a debate with him on certain stuff.
You know,
I feel like you'd win though, because,
you know, so hold on, pause right there. Chris, I would probably have to say that, I mean, I don't have a lot of friends anyway, but you're probably, if not the smartest, one of the smartest guys I know. And I don't know how that podcast would end up for you. I think he might beat you.
I feel like he has a little bit more practice,
yeah,
on arguments.
Yes. Yeah, without giving detail, yes.
But it would still be fun.
Do we have the ability with this new setup to do three people?
Not really.
Okay.
There might be one potential, but...
Could we have him do a Zoom?
So there is a potential of... It wouldn't be Zoom, but there is a potential of... Yes, I can explore that route. I got new information on Spotify.
Okay.
Actually has a hosting...
Oh, that's right.
You messaged hosting. That. So I will have to play with that. I have not used it yet, so... If anyone has, I would love to hear from you. But yeah, I can look into that.
Okay. Yeah, because I think he would have fun either way.
Correct.
Whether it be through a video conference or in person.
Correct.
So yeah, that's something that maybe we should.
I just would love to hear some of his arguments on stuff.
Yeah, I will say this individual we're speaking about, everybody, is very intelligent. And I would say we would want to have some very debatable topics.
Yes.
Ready to rock.
Yeah.
This isn't something that we could pull out of our butt.
No.
So.
We'll have to explore that route.
Yes.
I mean, I know asking him, he'd already say yes. But we got to prep that one pretty good.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'll talk to him about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll plant the seed, as they say.
Be like, Chris wants to debate you.
Yeah.
He'd be like, bring it.
Exactly. That's exactly what he'd say.
Bring it, bitch.
Yep, exactly. All right, let's hop into this week's episode. This, That, or What?
Okay.
We're going kind of deep here on number one.
I'm kind of scared. I'm not going to lie.
So I thought about this. We've done this episode. Here goes the tangent again. We've done this episode before, the This or That.
Yeah.
And I tried, excuse me. I tried to bring up things I don't believe I've mentioned.
Okay.
And there's just some random things here, but these are all day to day. Yeah. These are all day to day topics and items.
Okay.
So I thought it was appropriate.
Okay.
But I tried to switch it up, and I think I did a good job.
You probably did a fantastic job.
Thank you. On my
paper
copy. Well, they're not numbers. They're asterisks. But number one, what is the first thing you think or do when you wake up?
Oh, go pee?
Go pee.
I gotta go pee.
Yeah, my usual response, just because of my schedule, is the first thing that I do when I wake up is say, oh shit, what time is it? And where am I supposed to be right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Number two.
Okay.
And you have to explain your reasoning behind some of these.
Okay.
So I'll ask that after I ask it.
Okay.
Tacos or burgers, and why?
Tacos. I like tortillas better than the buns.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can eat anything out of a tortilla.
Yeah.
We
did orange chicken. Here's the tangent.
Yeah.
We did orange chicken and rice last night.
Burritos?
I did. No. But I found tortillas in the fridge.
Yeah.
There were three of them.
Yeah.
Perfect. I did orange chicken rice tacos.
Yeah. Put myself. A little teriyaki sauce over the top. Oh,
it was killer.
Yeah.
It was
killer. See, and that's to me, I think you can eat anything out of a tortilla. You can do a wrap.
Breakfast tacos.
Breakfast tacos. Breakfast burritos. I mean, I don't know. I prefer a tortilla over a bun.
Okay. I'm a sucker, man. I'm going burger. I absolutely love a taco, but burger, for some reason, and to your point, you could have the argument of, well, you could have a burger style in a tortilla.
It's not the same.
I love the different layers, the lettuce, the bacon, pickles if I'm feeling crazy. I don't know. I just love a good juicy burger.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love burgers, but I would say if you literally had two food trucks side by side, I'd pick the tacos.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's fair. GMC or Chevy?
They're the same.
They're not.
They are.
And I picked these two because you and I both drive separate vehicles that are of a certain model, which these two we don't drive.
No, they're
GMC
the same.
Or Chevy, and
they're,
why?
They're the same.
They're not.
They are. They are both GMCs. They're both owned.
So Jeep and Dodge are the same?
They're the same company, yes.
Different.
They are literally the exact same frame, the exact same body. They just changed the front end out. That's all it is. If you look at the Chevy Silverado versus the GMC Sierra,
mm-hmm.
they are exactly the same, besides the front ends look slightly different because of the headlight configuration.
Okay.
And the GMC has a little bit more luxury than a Chevy.
Okay, so what would you pick?
Well, I owned a Chevy back in the day, so I will say Chevy.
Really?
GMC is a nicer. Mm-hmm. They have Denali.
Yeah.
They have nicer. It's more luxury. It's a luxury, more luxury brand, more
yeah.
than Chevy. Just give me the Allison transmission. That's all I want. Okay. I don't need anything else out of the one of
That's
these
fair.
Pieces of shit besides Allison.
That's fair. You know, I, as you know, I don't give a shit about fancy interior of a vehicle. I love Ram and their trucks. And
best infotainment center on the market.
Yeah. I don't care about the, I think it's called the Limited, is their top of the line.
Yeah.
And if I had a choice of picking a Ram Limited or the GMC whatever, as much as I love Ram, I would pick GMC because of their interior. It is so classy.
I would take the GMC. Are we talking diesel trucks?
Yeah, we are.
Okay. I would take the GMC,
mm-hmm.
rip that shitty Duramax out of it,
mm-hmm.
put a Cummins in it,
yep.
and then you're good.
Okay.
You get the best.
Okay.
I mean, I like ideally, it. I would take the Cummins out of the Ram, the Allison out of the GMC, and put them in a Ford, and then we'd be good.
Oh, here we go. Mr. Ford.
Ford F-450, too.
Man, I saw a beautiful 350 the other day. Oh, it was good looking.
So I saw a guy, he was driving a 350.
Okay.
And it was his truck, but it had a company logo on the side. This was probably about a month and a half ago at Costco.
Okay.
And I asked him, I'm like, man, I really like that truck. I really want to get one. He goes, don't buy the F-350. And I go, why? He goes, buy the F-450. He goes, turning radius is better.
Really?
Yeah.
What the heck?
I did not believe him. Yeah. He said, I have an F-450 too. And he goes, the turning radius is better than the F-450 than it is the F-350.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. He goes, everything else is pretty much exactly the same.
Yeah.
But the turning radius is better.
Wow.
So I don't know why, but because they're pretty much exactly the same.
Yeah.
So.
Huh. Okay. Favorite pair of shoes. This has changed for me over the years.
It's changed a lot for me. Everyday shoe.
Your favorite pair of shoes of all time.
My boots.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Honestly, the boots that I have, my everyday shit kicker boots,
yeah,
are probably the most comfortable.
Yeah.
If I'm actually going to go an actual shoe, not a boot.
Yeah.
I would probably go the Brooks that I have, the whatever Brooks they are.
Yeah.
I forget the model.
On yeah.
The Ghost 16. Ghost,
yeah.
Yeah, Ghost 16. They're so nice.
Yeah, so that was my choice, was the Brooks.
Yeah.
And which is so interesting because I wear boots all the time.
Yep.
But if I had to pick one pair,
yep,
I'd pick Brooks.
I do like my work shoe that I wear, the Victos.
Yeah.
Those shoes. I just got a new pair. I don't like the new pair as much as I like the old pair.
What's different?
I don't like the back on them. The okay. old pair was easier to kind of put on.
Okay.
And the new pair, it's like a traditional shoe.
Yeah.
The other one just hugged up against your heel a little bit better. It's like a neoprene. Like, it looked like it's water resistant, but I don't think it is.
Okay.
But it kind of, it didn't hug, but it just, I don't know. It felt a little bit nicer. Okay. They're still nice. Like, tread on them is amazing. Cushion on them, like, it's still, it's a boot that looks like a tennis shoe.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Nice. All right. This next question is something that I just got into within the last 2 weeks.
Oh, gosh.
So, what is your favorite cereal of all time?
So, it's funny that you say this because my wife and I, we were talking about this and we were thinking about doing an episode and doing a blind tasting on cereals.
Really?
Yes. So, I went on and I started looking up different cereals and I think we should still do the episode.
Okay.
My favorite cereal of all time. It's so tough because I have two on the top of my mind and they're both downstairs right now. But I will go Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Really? It's
my favorite.
Okay.
Yes.
So I am lactose intolerant and haven't had cereal since I was, 19. And maybe a month ago, 3 weeks ago, I was craving something sweet when I got home from work. And I'm not a sweet person. No. I don't eat candy. And there was a box of vanilla almond granola cereal.
Ooh, okay.
Trader Joe's. It was in the pantry. And I said, gosh, maybe that'll work. So I put just a little bit in a bowl with just enough milk to get everything wet.
Okay.
Obviously, because of my lactose. Chris, I've had a bowl of vanilla almond granola cereal every day for the last 3 weeks. I am absolutely hooked.
Okay, so talking about cereal, and this is going off on a tangent. Have you had Magic Spoon yet?
No.
I want to try it. I have not had it either, but I've seen it, and it's supposed to be really good. It's like a protein. It like has more protein in it.
Yeah, I just pulled it up. I've never even seen this. I mean, I don't look for cereal, so I guess.
I think I'm going to buy some because they have a ton. They have fruity, cocoa, peanut butter, Cinnamon Toast, so I would love to compare their Cinnamon Toast.
Chris, this is $10 a box.
Yeah, it's expensive.
But Honey Nut Keto Grain Peanut Butter.
It's supposed to be way healthier for you.
Peanut Butter Keto, S'mores Keto. Gosh, they have a lot.
Oh, I can build a bundle here.
Blueberry Muffin. Oh, blueberry muffin would be up my alley.
Yeah.
I'm a big blueberry fan.
Hey, you can get 6 boxes for $54.
So you save, how many, what'd you say? 6? So yeah. You save $2 a box?
Yeah. But, like, they have all their fried flavors on here. It's,
why don't you just buy one?
I know.
Let's try the $10 value first.
They just look good.
The peanut butter one sounds good.
Blueberry muffin?
Yeah, it's literally just what I said. I love blueberry muffins.
The s'more you said too.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. It looks good. Okay. S'more. So I'm going to get the fruity, the peanut butter, the cinnamon toast, maple waffle, blueberry muffin, and s'mores.
You might as well buy the 6-pack then.
That is a 6-pack.
Oh,
I'm going to buy it right now.
Oh, my goodness, Christopher.
I'm just looking, though.
Oh, my gosh.
I might actually buy it.
So did that vanilla one sound? Do you eat cereal?
Yes. Okay. I do like cereal. I do like granola, and granola sounds amazing. There's another granola that I eat that's a peanut butter chocolate one.
Okay.
So delicious.
So tomorrow when I go to Trader Joe's, I'll get you a box.
Okay.
I mean, for me never eating cereal and to say something sweet and it's epic, it's really good.
Yeah. I mean, it's quick and easy. The other morning when we passed each other, when mm-hmm. I was heading up to work,
mm-hmm.
I actually had a cup of cereal because it just sounded good.
Yeah.
And I ate it dry on the way up. So
maybe that's what I could do.
Yeah. Why don't you just
grab a cup and go?
Yeah. Especially with granola. It's super easy.
Oh my goodness. I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah. It just depends on the cereal. I can't do that with Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but with the other one that I had, I could.
Yeah.
Granola, 100% you could.
No, you're right. Okay, so that's a good idea. Thank you. Number six. Favorite thing to cook?
Ooh. Favorite thing to cook? That's tough. I did make Marry Me Chicken a couple weeks ago.
Oh, how was that? I've only made it once.
Yeah, delicious.
Yeah.
But I did make another style of chicken similar to that with pasta, but I did Marsala with it.
Yeah.
And it was super good. I still did some direct tomatoes.
That's Marsala wine, right?
Yes, okay. Yeah. Super good. I would say, honestly, my favorite thing to cook would probably be chicken Marsala.
Okay.
Because there's the process in it is pretty good. I actually made ribs the other day. That was good. But yeah, chicken Marsala is probably, I've changed it up a little bit. A lot of Asian dishes I enjoy cooking.
Yeah.
But I don't know, something about chicken Marsala or the Marry Me Chicken, probably both of those are lately have been hand in hand.
Okay. Oh man. You know what I would say any type of pasta.
Okay.
I have lately, for some reason in the last month or so, I have been doing a lot of fish.
Oh, interesting. That's different.
It's different, and there's not a lot of cooking time involved. It cooks really quick.
That is true.
Which is kind of not my jam because I enjoy the process of cooking.
Yep.
So whether you pan sear it or bake it or whatever, I mean, fish cooks just so quick.
Yeah.
But I would say either a chicken pasta or some type of steak and pasta. So okay. I guess Italian in general would be my jam.
Okay.
That's where I'm at right now.
Yeah, I feel like it changes, but I think you can go always solid.
Yeah.
That's always a solid right there.
Yeah, no, you're right. Favorite cartoon?
Man. Archer.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
I was going to go back to like when I was a kid.
That's where I went.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Nope.
I don't know. Archer is just hilarious to me. It's so funny.
And that's like an actively going show, right? Yeah. Okay.
It's an adult cartoon.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I guess Family Guy's high on that list too.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Archer.
Okay.
Archer.
I'm bringing it back. The Jetsons.
Ooh, that was a good, that's a solid one.
Yeah.
Flintstones too.
Flintstones was another one.
They were great because they were always on mm-hmm. like back to back.
Yep.
So you had like prehistoric and then the future.
Yep. Yeah. No, I, Yeah, the Jetsons I watched all the time.
Can we like live in the Jetsons world now, like flying cars?
You know what's interesting, like,
freaking legit,
thinking about that is how would somebody even come up with a cartoon like that that's so futuristic back then?
Genius.
Yeah.
Genius.
Candy or ice cream?
Oh. Any type of ice cream, any type of candy?
Any type of candy, any type of ice cream.
Ice cream.
What flavor?
Coffee.
Mm.
I love coffee ice cream. If it was candy, there's just too many options that I'd pick. Crunchy bar, Snickers, Butterfinger. I know with ice cream,
mm-hmm.
I can go into a store and I know I'll probably get some kind of coffee ice cream. Just my jam. Hmm.
This one's tough because I don't eat either. I'm probably going to have to go candy, Snicker bar.
Okay.
Simplistic.
Yeah.
Gets the job done.
They're delicious. Snickers are probably my favorite candy bar as a whole.
Yeah.
Butterfingers are close.
Butterfingers are super close because of the crunch.
Yeah. Oh, I did buy a Butterfinger last week.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Ate it. King size. I was a fat ass. It's okay. I'll admit it now.
Cash or card?
I'd prefer to pay everything in cash.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, card is just so simplistic.
Yeah.
Especially when you can just tap your phone.
Yeah.
So card.
Okay.
Or Apple Pay.
Apple Pay. I'm going cash.
Yeah.
That's how I've always been.
I've for some reason have had more cash on me for some reason. And I've been using it.
Yeah.
But the simplicity of having my phone.
Yep.
I kind of just, ever since we got the money clips, I've just had more, but I always have my phone.
Yep.
And it's sometimes more convenient depending on what I'm doing as well.
True.
Because it's easier to get True. To.
Yeah.
So.
Dinner time, salad or veggies?
Salad.
Same.
That's an easy one. I prefer, I'll eat a salad at every meal, to be honest with you.
Same.
I don't know, just. I'll eat veggies, but I'd prefer the salad.
You know, when I wrote this one down, so mine is salad as well. For meal prep, I always try to throw a veggie in there, and I'll try to switch it up, but I always end up back at the same one.
Yeah.
Broccoli.
Yeah. Well, because it's easy.
It's so easy.
And the problem with broccoli is when reheating, it does smell.
Mm-hmm.
But not as bad as like asparagus.
Correct.
But you think of anything else, like Brussels sprouts just don't reheat that well.
Yep.
Broccoli reheats well.
You can't make a meal prep with salad.
Yeah.
Because the dressing will
make
it go bad.
Unless you put it in a little container.
That's true. Yeah.
But still, even at that, it's different.
Yeah.
So I get it.
Handgun or rifle, if you had to pick one.
Oh, God. You picked... That's a troublesome.
It is. I'm going to go handgun as well. The ease of being able to conceal it is my reasoning.
Yeah, I don't know, handgun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Knife or multi-tool?
Ooh, as an everyday? Knife.
Knife, same. This one you're going to have to help me out on, because I don't know actually what the second option is.
Okay.
Milkshake or malt shake? What is a malt?
Malt is just a powder that they add in.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like Taylor's in Loomis,
yep.
They do malt shakes. And so it's just a powder?
They put it, it's a special powder, like a different powder that changes the texture and the flavor of it. It's malt powder is what it is.
Okay. All right.
Milkshake.
Okay. That's weird. I'm going to go milkshake. You know who actually, in my opinion, has the best milkshake? Mel's Diner.
Okay.
When I used to be able to consume dairy like that, thinking about a milkshake makes my stomach hurt. but yeah, so I would pick milkshake as well.
Yeah.
Desktop or laptop?
Laptop.
Same. Easeability.
Easeability. I have a laptop that we record this mm-hmm. episode on,
mm-hmm.
and we're sitting across from each other.
Yeah.
And I have 3 computer monitors in front of me.
Yep.
Off a laptop.
Yep. Yeah.
But I can take this, go sit downstairs with it. I can flip this thing over and it's a tablet.
Yeah.
That's an all-in-one. Like, yeah. I'm not playing games. I'm not a computer gamer. I don't correct. Do that kind of stuff.
Yep.
For what I need, laptop is perfect.
Yeah.
And ease of movement.
So, I agree.
Yeah.
Winter or summer?
Winter.
Winter. I'm going winter as well. I prefer to be cold than hot.
Yep, I agree.
And here in Northern California, it's been hot. Come Tuesday, it's raining.
Fucking.
So.
It's been shitty.
Beach or snow?
Snow.
Same, snow. 9mm or 40 caliber?
9mm.
Why? Why, Chris? Why the 9?
Due to technology increasing over the last 20 years,
interesting.
There is no scientific proof that 40 has more stopping power than 9mm anymore. Hmm. It used to have more stopping power, but 9mm, because of bullet technology, has the equivalent stopping power. And I can have 2 more rounds.
I am so thankful that you've can finally admit all of this.
I'll admit it.
It's been a long time coming.
It has been. I only own 1 40 caliber gun now.
Yep. Salad or soup?
Oh, sorry. I don't own any guns. They all
got lost in a boating accident in a river that I don't know where I was at due to being blindfolded.
It was awful. It was such a bad trip.
It's so sad.
Yeah. I'm glad we were at least together on the trip. But it was it was rough.
We got lost going there and leaving, so I couldn't tell you. Salad or soup?
Salad. There's only one soup that I will trump a salad.
What is it?
French onion.
Oh my goodness. So good.
Yes. There's only one, in my opinion, one soup that can trump a salad, and that's French onion.
What about clam chowder?
Clam chowder is delicious. I do love a good bowl of clam chowder. But French onion's better.
Okay.
Sorry. Freedom onion is
better. Freedom onion.
I'm joking. French onion soup.
French onion soup. Yeah, I'd have to say salad as well, just because I'm not a soup guy.
Well, you can change up a salad so easily. And I don't really like hot things either.
Correct.
So.
Yeah, liquid hot.
Liquid hot.
Yeah. All soup wise, I think I'd have to throw chili in that mix.
Chili's a different category.
What is chili? It's not a soup?
No.
What is it?
It's a stew.
Valid. Okay. I was going to argue on that, but you said
stew. Bring it. Let's go.
No. You're right. You're right. I would have to say, gosh, French onion is so good. I think I'm going to go clam chowder.
French onion soup or chili?
Oh, shit.
Soup or stew? And real chili. Not this bullshit with beans in it.
Real. That's debatable. Chili.
Okay. I'd go chili, too.
I'm going chili.
But real chili, not no beans.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, next topic here.
Do I sound like your brother now?
Yes. Jiminy Christmas.
No wonder we get along.
Working out. Walk or run?
I hate running.
I know.
And technically my doctor said it's bad for me, so I'll say running.
Running.
I hate it, but
yeah, I'll do it. I walk so much at work. I don't feel like...
It's not exercise.
It's not. No. For me, it's not. You know, and I understand it's, you know, movement and you're doing something with your body that is considered a workout, but I walk so much it's not for me. It's life. It's day-to-day life.
Yeah.
So I'd say run.
Yeah, I agree.
What is, well, let me ask it this way. How do you pronounce the item that is on a hamburger that is red?
Ketchup.
And it's not ketchup. The other red item. It's the size of a hockey puck.
The patty?
Nope. Red.
Red?
Mm-hmm. Some people put it on their hamburger. Oh, some people don't.
Tomato.
Tomato or
tomato? Tomato. Tomato.
Tomato. Okay.
Do you say tomato?
I say tomato.
Okay. I was going to say, if you say tomato,
nope.
We're going to have to debate this.
How can I give you this guess? What is a tan color liquid that you would put on a sundae or a ice cream?
You mean caramel?
Is it caramel or caramel?
It's caramel.
You say caramel?
Caramel.
I say caramel as well.
I would just said caramel just because I knew what you were talking about. So okay. It took me a while there for tomato.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd actually.
Yeah, I guess the red could have been a rare hamburger.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, and you said round, the size of a hockey puck. I was thinking thickness of a hockey
puck.
Yeah,
I know. That was a bad example.
My bad.
Bad example. So this one I threw in because I'm bad at it. I really am. And I have two really nice pairs of this item, and I don't wear them all the time. And I find myself thinking, why am I not? I've spent all this money. Sunglasses or no?
So that's tough. I actually just had this conversation with someone earlier today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I like wearing sunglasses. I do have a difficult time, though, looking at my phone or looking at a computer with sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But in my vehicle, I have tinted windows,
mm-hmm.
and I tint the windows so I don't have to wear glasses.
Correct.
When I am working, I wear sunglasses,
though. Maybe that's my issue.
Yeah.
Because I don't need to wear sunglasses in my vehicle.
No, in neither one of our cars, we need to.
Yeah.
I don't need to.
No.
But when I do get out, I put sunglasses on.
So my
issue. I usually wear a hat, though, too.
That's true. So my issue is when I wear sunglasses, I get out of my vehicle and I go inside and the sunglasses end up on our catch-all cabinet area. And then I go to leave and I don't grab them.
See, because I wear a hat every day, my sunglasses stay on top of my hat.
Yeah.
So no matter what, when I go, I put a hat on, I have the sunglasses. I go to work, I put my sunglasses on my other hat.
Yeah.
So then when I leave, I'm going to put a hat on. So It's very rare that I am outside without a hat on.
I guess I just need to keep the sunglasses in the truck.
Yeah.
Take them off when I stop. Or you get
another pair.
Well, I have two pairs.
Yeah, so...
So I need to keep one in the truck and one at home.
Correct.
Okay. All right, yep. Problem solved.
Yep.
I knew you'd help.
Yeah.
These next two are...
Difficult?
Possibly.
Trifficult?
Trifficult. Text or call?
Text.
God.
We all know that you are call.
I'm a caller.
The reason why I like texting is because... Sometimes we're busy, and unfortunately, in the current moment, you can't answer that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that you don't want to talk to the person.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
It's sometimes like you and I are prime examples of this.
Yep.
Our schedules overlap,
and
sometimes when you call, I'm not able to answer, and then when I call, you're not able to answer.
Correct.
And I think that's why I like text, because I can message, and then when you're available, you can message back. It's not the best.
Yeah.
Not at all. And I completely agree. Better communication is done by phone.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
But it is nice to have that sometimes that
things happen. I agree with you. I actually hate text so much. 5 years ago, I told you to stop with the automatic replies.
Yes.
And
you said, stop giving me a generic reply. I'm like, no, it's a custom one. I did it myself. Yes. That's true.
Okay. You got to pick one of these.
Okay.
Call or FaceTime?
Call.
God, I love FaceTime. I want to see you.
I don't disagree with that. The reason why I say call, because it's the same boat, because sometimes you don't want to FaceTime me.
Yep.
When I'm sitting on the toilet, you don't want to FaceTime me, but I'll still answer your phone call.
Yeah, true. No, totally. I do the same thing.
This episode went downhill really quick.
We'll bring it back up here.
Yeah.
Pen or pencil?
Pen.
Why?
Blue. Blue pen.
Okay. It's a blue pen.
This is the only pen I use. Blue pens.
That one in particular?
Yep.
That brand.
Pilot G2.
Let me see that. Ooh.
Right with it.
Oh, it's the 1.0.
Right with it.
Oh, no. This is awesome.
Yeah. Pencils, I don't like sharpening, even mechanical pencils. They break. They're irritating. I missed it.
I threw it back.
The tips go dull. A pen tip never goes dull. It just runs out of ink.
That's a valid statement. Do you buy those by the box?
Yes.
Or what do you do?
Okay. Last one I bought just a smaller box. The one before that I bought like the full plastic round.
Yeah. Tub.
Yeah.
Small tub.
Yeah.
I'm going to go pen as well. I think just cause I'm accustomed to it at work. But I find myself making a grocery list with a pencil.
Yeah, no, I'm...
And I don't know why.
I am all pen.
Okay.
But you also like writing things down often.
Well, that's the thing.
I put everything in my phone.
Yeah.
Which is funny because I'm older than you.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm more old than you.
Old soul. Old soul. Old soul.
Notepad or stickies?
Oh, do love me a good sticky note.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're not big enough, though.
Mm-hmm.
Notepad.
Yeah.
I actually have two notepads at my desk.
That's the notepads that I have.
I don't like these notepads, though. I have them. Well, this one's Avery's. So, I like, you know, the ones at work that's recycled paper. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones my favorite.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Those are good.
I don't know why. I have two of those just sitting on my desk with checklists. I just put checklists on it.
Yep, same.
So.
Read or audio?
Audio. I don't like flipping pages.
Yeah.
I can go through an audiobook and understand it better. I don't know. There's something about audio that I pick up on better.
Okay. Bed or couch?
Depends on how I feel.
Yeah.
I'm
going, gosh, I've been taking some good naps on the couch.
Yeah, the couch is always a good place to nap. I haven't been sleeping that well. And I haven't slept on the couch normally. I flip-flop.
Yeah.
Often I haven't in a while. Maybe I just need a good sleep on the couch.
Maybe.
But the problem is, with it getting hotter, it's just not, the couch just doesn't work where I can stay in my bedroom and it's 60-something degrees.
Yeah, cold.
Yeah.
Cold, cold, cold. Nighttime or daytime?
Just for what?
Just do you prefer nighttime or daytime?
Daytime.
Daytime?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a night owl.
No, not at all. I used to be. I wouldn't say I was a night owl, but I used to be able to stay up late, but I'd still wake up early.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm not a night owl, but if I were to stay up late, I'm still up at 6.
See, I don't know if I'm up. I don't even necessarily say I'm a morning person, especially like for me, I hit my snooze button like crazy.
Same. And I set 17 alarms.
Correct. And my wife makes fun of me for it. And,
yep.
But I don't know. I would, I prefer the daytime. I do like sleeping in,
mm-hmm.
but for me, I don't know. I slept in last week till 9, which was pretty good. But that's the latest. That, like, I felt like I lost part of the day. So
I couldn't tell you the last time I slept in.
We try to switch off.
Yeah.
One day.
Yeah.
Which I think tomorrow is going to be my day since Mother's Day is on Sunday. So I might get away with.
Dude, you could stay up till 10 o'clock tonight. Party.
Dude, I don't know if I could do that. That's a little too late, my friend.
Yeah. So this is a new one for me, probably within the last year. Mouthwash or no?
I do like mouthwash. I don't have it all the time, but I do like mouthwash.
I'm drawing a blank. I couldn't tell you the brand, but I have found this mouthwash that I've completely fallen in love with.
Interesting.
And it's kind of expensive. It's like $8.
Is it a big bottle, though?
No.
Where's it from?
Target.
Oh, interesting.
Let me see here. Target mouth wash. Oh, here it is. It is called TheraBreathe.
Huh.
This brand.
Never heard of it or seen it.
Yeah. It's good. I really enjoy it. Never been a mouthwash person in my life up until probably the last year.
Interesting.
And now I every love day. It. Yeah. back to food.
Okay.
Mexican or Italian, and why?
Mexican. I say Mexican because I think you have just, I don't know, I like the flavors better.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going Italian because spaghetti and meatballs, I could eat that 3 days a week.
See, and I could breakfast burrito, tamales, enchiladas, torta.
Why don't you talk about your breakfast burrito from this morning here?
It wasn't a breakfast burrito. It was a regular, it was a lunch burrito.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was a beef and cheese with tater tots in it.
Oh, my goodness.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
From Mavericks. Mm. Mavericks. And it was free Friday, and I got a free icy, which was fantastic. A medium icy.
What flavor?
Well, unfortunately, Dr. Pepper was not ready.
Dr. Pepper slushy?
Yes.
Icy? Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It wasn't available, so I went with, normally I'd go Blue Raz, not available either. Okay. So I went with Mountain Dew.
So they had two options that weren't available?
They had more than two options that weren't available.
Oh.
They had eight.
Hmm.
They had eight going across.
And a lot of them weren't ready?
No, I think someone didn't hit the button.
Power Market would never do that to you. besides the point. They don't
have Icy's, though.
But if they did.
Yeah, they don't have them, though. But it was free, too.
That's what matters.
I got it for free.
That's what matters. I was
so happy.
Blackjack or poker?
Ooh. Are we talking like playing at a casino or just like with fun?
Either.
Casino, I would say blackjack for with friends poker.
Poker. Yeah. Blackjack's quick and over.
Yep.
And poker's not.
Correct.
So I agree with you on that. Last but not least, and I actually want to do both of these options this summer. And I'll have more availability come here in the next month to be able to do both of these, which I'd like to include you in.
Okay.
Golf or mini golf?
Well, because of my back.
Mini golf. Okay.
Unfortunately, I would love to go play a regular round of golf.
Yeah.
I just don't know. I hit, when we went on vacation, they had a golf simulator, and I think I probably hit the golf ball. I probably did like 25 swings.
Okay. Hurting.
And I was dying.
Yeah.
I was really bad.
Ugh.
So, but that was also pre-procedure, so you never know. I'm actually feeling like I'm getting feeling back in my foot.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
So, we'll see.
Yeah, I really want to go mini golf. Maybe that's something that we could do with the kids.
Yeah.
I think that would be fun.
I will destroy the kids in mini golf.
I would definitely whoop their ass.
Can I bring my own putter?
Yes. Okay. We're those dads.
Yes.
Why don't we just do a daddy-daughter date?
Yeah.
And then we can do food there.
Yeah. Works for me.
Okay. End that's of story. Easy. There we go. Mr. Christopher, that is all I have for this, that, or what.
I like it very well. Those are definitely different.
Yeah. I think they were.
I have to say, and you probably already know, I was probably pre-distracted a little bit over here.
What are you doing?
You
bought the damn cereal, didn't you?
No. I thought about it. It's still up. I mean, I can look at it.
Okay.
I built a Ford F-250.
Why 250?
I just decided to do the 250 instead of... It's $2,000 more for the 350.
Okay. So what's the sticker?
Well, I did all my accessories like what I would have want. So I did the high output power stroke.
Mm-hmm.
I did the tremor package.
Mm-hmm.
I did get a discount. So I added the chrome package. I didn't want the chrome package, but I added it because I got a discount.
Okay.
Vehicle integration system. 12,000-pound winch, a tonneau cover, power moonroof, spray and bed liner, keyless entry, engine block heater. I did pro power on board, which is 2 kilowatts of power, reclining seats, fully reclining seats in the front.
Let me guess the price after you're done describing all this.
Rapid heating supplemental cab heater.
Jesus.
A vehicle safe in the center console.
Okay.
The uplifter or upfitter switches. So switches up top for accessories.
Yep.
And all weather mats.
Okay.
$147,850. No, it's a Ford. Come on.
Oh. $42,500.
No, I wish. Because if that was the case, I'd be owning that.
$98,500?
Close. $108,600. With all that, I mean, just the panoramic roof is $1,500. I
could
remove that. Tonneau cover, I could remove that, but I want it. So yeah. The winch is $4,200. If I remove the winch and the power roof,
you're almost close to 100.
Yeah, actually more
reasonable. And you don't need an engine block heater.
Why not?
Because of where we live.
What if I go to Tahoe?
You're not going to Tahoe longer than you need to warm your engine up.
Maybe I move to Tahoe then.
You're not moving to Tahoe.
You never know.
You couldn't do the snow.
Oh, I could definitely do the snow.
No.
My wife could not do the snow.
You know, I actually ran into someone, I forgot to mention this to you, that we went to high school with, and I'll tell you after, that just moved back from Tahoe, and... him and his family did 4 years there and said, we can't do the snow anymore.
Oh, well, see.
It's too much.
I could do the snow, no problem.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Year round?
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Obviously, the snow's not year round, but
yeah.
You could live there year round?
Oh, yeah. Easily. Hmm. 100%. I'd still have to have an AC unit, but.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, I could. The snow doesn't bug me. That's easy. I've dealt with snow before, so.
Okay. All right, well, that's all she wrote, folks.
Perfect. Well, thank you for listening to the Ultimate Buffet Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Remember to like, follow, and subscribe on all our social medias. Yep. And a very, very special thank you to Patreon. Hey, we need more Patreon members so I can buy this truck.
Yeah.
Please.
Not that Sean wants to buy anything. Chris needs an engine heater block living in Northern California.
Well, we're going to buy two. You're going to drive a Ford, too.
Oh,
I didn't tell you, too. It's a King Ranch.
Ah, man.
Yeah. It's a King Ranch.
King Ranch Tremor?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. F-250
King Ranch Tremor. Hell yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, okay. All right. I'm in.
Okay. So, please join our Patreon.
Yeah. Give us some money so we can go blow it on something stupid.
Or if you would like to sponsor the podcast, please reach out to us.
Yeah. Either way, we can buy dumb stuff.
Yeah. It's kind of a win-win.
Okay.
Anything else? Well, thank you, sir. You have a great night.
Thank you. You as well. Outro.